Okay, so let's first finish up the Zmanei Kriya Shema Sugya. The last thing we have to do is regarding the great Tchilas Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. Right, the different versions of Mishigakir, and the Mishnah and the Braisa on Tasna Beis, and then we'll see the Zman of Hanetz, according to Rabbi Akiva, on Tasman Aleph. And the basic question when it comes to all these Zmanim is, what exactly is the reasoning? What exactly is the basis of this Tchilas Zman Shel Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis? Again, the other day, I guess it was Friday, we discussed whether it's Ma'akev, whether it's, whether it's been just L'chatchila, just B'dievet. But now let's get to the question of what exactly is the reasoning behind this Tchilas Zman, this beginning time. So we're going to see three different mahalchim in the Mefarshim in terms of what exactly is the basis, what exactly is the reasoning for this limitation. Why not just start at Alos, which Alos is generally the beginning of daytime. So what's this idea of pushing it off until Mishiyakir or until later? So the first mahalch we're going to see is that these zmanim really tie into Zman Kima. Well, it doesn't seem like it does in all the cases, but the first mahalach is that the Tchilas Zman of Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis comes down to the fact that this Zman represents the beginning of Zman Kima, the beginning of when people wake up. So the clearest shita which relates to Zman Kima, again, which shita of the different ranges that we had in terms of the Tchilas Zman, which shita clearly relates to Zman Kima? What? Okay, good, we'll get to the Ramban, but that's even clearer than the Ramban is the Rabbi Akiva, exactly, the shear of Hanetz for Rabbi Akiva. Right, that's explicit, right? Ezra's 100% right, we can get to the Melchamas next. But the first shita, which is clearly tied to Zman Kima, is the shita of Rabbi Akiva on Tes Amen Aleph, right, as explicated by the Tosos there, in Zimaz Olam Yimamcho, right? So this is the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Again, when presenting the Zmani, in this particular case, where you're able to say Kriya Shema before Anetz and Kriya Shema after Anetz, and Mekayim Kriya Shema Shel Arvis and Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, the Tosas Medayik, wait a second, it says, when describing when you can be Mekayim Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, it says, after what time, Boaz? It was after Hanetz Achama. So Tosas right off the bat is going to explain what exactly is the basis of what exactly is going on here. So let's look at the top Tosas and test Amen Aleph. Boaz, you go for it? What are the Tosas asking? Instead of giving the Chiddush of one Kriya Shema before Hanetz, one Kriya Shema after Hanetz, say a bigger Chiddush that between Alos and Hanetz, it's Yom and Zman Shechiva, so that you're Mekayim both. So what Tosas is answer? It's only Yom, B'kol Torah Kula. Very important. When it comes to Kriya Shema, since this Zman, according to Rabbi Akiva, between Alos and Hanetz, is still considered Zman Shechiva, therefore it's not Zman Kima at all. What's the big assumption of Tosus at this point, within this day? A Kol Zman, right, at any time which is considered Zman Shechiva, cannot also be considered Zman Kima. That's the assumption of Tosos. So now Tosos says, "Oh, so if it's Bedavka that the time that up until Hanetz is only Zman Shechiva and therefore Zman Kima, then what's going to come out is that the Tchila Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is Hanetz. That's Rabbi Akiva here against the other Rabbi Akiva. So what's he going to say? Betema." And it's a stira, because this Rabbi Akiva says the earliest Zman Kima is Hanetz. Earlier, right, he said that it's an earlier Zman of Mishayakir. So what's the answer? And Echanami, two different Rabbi Akivas. But what comes out of this Tosfos is that this Rabbi Akiva, right, who thinks that the Tchila Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is Hanetz. Again, what's the Lamdus? Because that is, starting with Hanetz, that's when it's considered to be Zman Kima. Right? Before Hanetz is Zman Shechiva, only after Hanetz is Zman Kima. So it's very clear from this Shita of Rabbi Akiva that the basis of the Tchila Zman for Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is clearly based on Zman Kima, which only begins after Hanetz, according to this Shita. So now let's see, and as Ezra was pointing out, what is the chiddush of the Milchamas? As we said before, that even the shitos of Mishayakir are based on what? Exactly, it's based on Zmankina. So let's look at that Milchamas. So again, while this Tosos B'Shem Rabbi Kiva said that that sheet of Rabbi Kiva is based on Zman Kima, but that's not as big of a chiddush because that's the whole sugya there is about Zman Shechiva and Zman Kima. But what the Machamas is going to do, and he gives the Machamas on Beis Amin Aleph, is going to say that no, Zman Kima is even the pshat in the Mishiyachir. So this is Machamas again, Beis Amin Aleph at Tapei Arif. Right? Anyone see? Started with the El of the Indian Kriyashma? In the Oz Bahadur, it's the last line in the first column. Anyone have it? Ezra, go for it.
El of the Indian Kriyashma, the Shachris, Alva Gav, the Beinim, Oker, Beina, Kol Ayom, Kevin, the Chsev, the Kumecha, the Ruba, the Inchi, Lokai, Machi, Yaker, Echad, Eskaveru,
So let's skip the vote, we'll get back to that. Just one line.
Yeah.
Skip. Then he says, "Umefarish Hashem."
Umefarish Hashem. Man Damer Kedeshi Adam Rachug Mincholer Arba Amos Melkiro. Kman Damer Ben Chilus Alav and Kolomer Dechad Shiura Hu.
Very important. So again, this first we'll call the first day of in the Milchamas says that the Zman of Mishiyakir that is really just an approximation of Zman Kima, because which Misora makes sense. When do most people get up? Most people get up when you can start seeing basic things, right? Especially if you have to think back to times, pre-electricity, right? It made the most sense for people to maximize daytime where you can actually use the sunlight. So people would get up when you could see things and go to sleep once it was too dark to see things. So says the Ramban, right? The pshat in Mishayakir is that Mishayakir is an approximation for Zman Kima for Rupa to Inshi. And therefore, says the Ramban, right? Mishayakir, which at first glance was unclear, you can tell the difference. Like, what does that do with anything? Says that's just an approximation. That's just a shear of Zman Kima for Ruba de Inchi. So again, not only Tosas B'Shem Rabbi Kiva, but Milchamas in the first daya says the Pshat and Mishayakir really is all about Zman Kima. But if you pay careful attention, what type of din Ezra does it sound like? This Zman of Mishayakir, according to the Ramban, what level of din is it? Exactly, it's very important. The Ramban seems to say that it's a din durban, right? The Lashon is kavu chachamim. He repeats that a couple of times. And he repeats that in the next paragraph later. So the Ramban says, although the Ramban says that Mishayakir is a din in Zman Kima, it is important to note that it's only a din durban. The question is, for the Ramban, right? So what do you think the din daraisa similarly is? If Mishayakir is durabanan, so what's daraisa? What do you think, Mary? Sounds like?
Alos.
So the question is, what do you think the basis of that din is? Does that prove, if the Doraisa is alos, does that prove that it's a din at Yom? What?
Yeah.
Oh, the other option is that no, maybe even Doraisa, it's Toloi and Zman Kima, but it's just that, exactly like Ezra just said, that the Doraisa Koveya is Miut B'nei Adam. And where do we know from the Gemara that Miut B'nei Adam get up at Alos? What? At Alos? The Rashbi on Chasam Abayz. If you remember, if you put everything together, the Rashbi on Chasam Abayz has this exact line where he says, why is it the Rashbi says you can start on Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris after Alos? De Ika Inshi De Kaimi Bahi Shaita. Right, so you see from the Gemara that Miut B'nei Adam get up at Alos. So it could be that even for the Ramban, who says this is Din of Zman Kima is only Midrabanan of Mishayakir, it could be that it's not that Midrabanan, the Rabbanan were the ones in Mechadesh that Zman Kima is Koveya. No, even the Zman Kima is Koveya Minat Torah. It's just that Minat Torah, even Miut B'nei Adam, the Zman Kima, for Miut B'nei Adam is Koveya. That's why Alos is the Koveya. The Chacham just said, let's follow the Zman Kima of Ruba D'Inchi. So again, even according to the Ramban, that, again, it's all about Zman Kima, that it's only Drabanan. It could be that Zman Kima is still Koveya Midoraisa. It's just that the Chacham between Doraisa and Drabanan is whether it's the Miut B'nei Adam, which is Koveya, or Ruba B'nei Adam. Yeah.
The Lachon just read, he seems to say that
when Kriyat Shema is Mishiyakir. But in the beginning, it seems like he says the Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis is until Nates.
Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis.
Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. Right, but then like, but then does Roy and Shachris start after that? Or no? Okay.
Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, again, because yeah. So again, the Ramban, remember the Ramban Shita is that Kriyat Shema of Arvis can only be after Alos until Neitz in cases of Ones. So that was a Shas Atchah, different track. Yeah. Sorry. Didn't the Kesem, yes, for an Iker Hadin. Or we pointed out that was dip, meaning the reason that we were Miyashiv Kesem Mishnah with the Gemara on Daf Ches, pointing out, right, at least according to the Shitos, like the Machamas, that, you know, the Do'oraisa is only like B'makam Ones, Shatz Chak, then it's fine. Kesem Mishnah was only bothered by like an Iker Zman for, you know, the Lichatzchila Zman being based on Bnei Adam. But we're saying now, this is not the Lichatzchila Zman, this is the B'dievet Zman. Lichatzchila, it's from Mishiyakir. Yeah, but again, I don't think that was the problem of the Kesem Mishnah, because the Gemara, we point out the Gemara does say that the Mia Bnei Adam is Kovea for, you know, in certain cases. So we pointed out, it seems like the Kesem Mishnah was only bothered by Miut Bnei Adam being Koveya, even the Lichatchila, you know, Lemaisa. Lemaisa there.
Starting at a
low Midoraisa? On a Doraisa level, but not in Din. Meaning, Midrabanan, the Chacham came along and said, no, really, you should follow Rov Bnei Adam. And I can't really ask a kasha on the Mohammeds in the case of the Mishnah, right? But, right? Yeah. Fine. Good. So again, so in terms of the Zman Kima being Koveas, so we have Tosos B'Shem Rabbi Kiva, we have the Mohammeds, and what other Rishon also says that this is Pshat in Mishiyakir? Exactly, Rabbi Yonah. Very important. Lashon, Rabbi Yonah, right, integrates Zman Kima into the Mishnah of Mishiyakir. This is the Rabbi Yonah on Daf Dalid, the Dape Arif. Ari, do you have it? That's Rabbi Yonah, again, sticks in the Zman Kima idea into the Mishnah regarding Mishiyakir. Oh, that's great. That's, again, that's the Kolomer. Right? The Kolomer is that he's inserting, right, when the Mishnah says, Me'imasai, really, what the Mishnah is asking about is Me'imasai Zman Kima. When is the time that people get up, or at least that most people get up? Because Rabbi Yonah says that's clearly going to be the Koveya. Misham Ve'ela. Right, because only from Zman Kima and onwards is going to be the beginning Zman for Kriyat Shema. Right, because again, and according to Rabbi Yonah, if you read before this time, it's Lo Yatza, unless it's a case of Shatz Chak. Madrin, and what does the Mishnah answer? Oh, right? So the Rabbeinu Yonah is very important. So Rabbeinu Yonah, like the Milchamis, reads into Mishiyakir. Mishiyakir is just an approximation, is just a simen to Zman Kima. But in contrast to the Ramban, who seems like it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, what impression do you get from the Rabbeinu Yonah? Sounds like it's in D'Oraisa. He says Lo Yatza. Right, it's just that Midoraisa, there are different tracks. There's an Ones Shasatzchak track, right? Because the Lashon Yachid, Bishachbach, right? This idea that the Torah using the Lashon Yachid gives off a separate Shasatzchak track. But it sounds like Midoraisa, the Iker Zman is Zman Kima. And if you, in a regular case, if you do it earlier than Zman Kima, it sounds like you're not Yotzi, even Midoraisa. Yeah. I'm assuming that's love. Yeah, let's see later. See later. See, dear Maskel Rabbi Eliezer, I think he's referring to Ulufichach Amru. I wanted to read that line anyways. It's like the second. Do you have those brother? It says Ulufichach Amru, Dibishayakir bin Zelazeh, Huzman aschalas kriyashma lichatzchila. Umisham ve'ilach zman kima lerov b'nei adam. Hakimashma v'yushal. So again, if you read both Rabbi Yonah's in light of each other, I think lichatzchila here means lafuke shatat chak. I think that's what he means. Right? Because yes, lichatzchila in the regular case, but not just, oh, but you have your yotze, but, oh, but if it was a shatat chak, so then, yes, there would be a different zman even before. I'm assuming, again, it would be the zman kima based on miut b'nei adam. Again, very much like we were saying before in the Ramban, Rabbi Yonah is also stressing zman kima l'rov b'nei adam. Mashma that the shas atzchak is the zman kima for miut b'nei adam. But again, so you have Tosfos Shem Rabbi Kiva, the Melchamis, and the first Deya, and Rabbi Yonah here are all saying that the yisoda davar of all these zmanim are zman kima. Again, highlighting again the big mahalach in the sugya that zman kima and zman shchiva are really the koveya for Kriyashma, and not Yom and Laila. Fine. Good. But there's a second halach. What's the second halach coming from the Gemara and Menachos? That what's the reason, what's the basis of the Zman and Mishiyakir? What? Tzitzis. The Joshua from Tzitzis. So again, this is the Gemara, the earliest makor for this is the Gemara in Menachos, Mem Gimel and Beis. I don't have the Gemara there. I don't bring the Menachos. Right, it says Rabbanon hai resem oso my avdilei. What are the Rabbanon going to do with the lashon of resem oso? So mi bailei ketatanya. They're going to do it for the following price. Resem oso uzchartem. Right, we learn out from here. Re'e mitzvah zu uzchor mitzvah acheres atzliyabo. You're going to look at this, the tzitzis, and you're going to remember another one, another mitzvah. What's that other mitzvah? Is a zu kriyashma. Right, you're going to remember the mitzvah kriyashma. How are kriyashma? And since it's connected, this non me'emasai korinishma bishachris. What's the beginning time for kriyashma shel shachris? Mishiyakir ben tcheles lelavan. So you see from the Mishnah that the earliest time for kriyashma shel shachris is connected to this mitzvah of tzitzis. Right, putting Tosfos aside. Right, how could you learn this Gemara? On what level could this Gemara be? So Tosfos says it's an asmachta. But if you thought that kriyashma was a mitzvah d'oraisa, and he thought that all three partials of Kriyat Shema, Rambam-esque, if you held like the Rambam, that all three partials are Doraisa, how could you learn this Gemara? You could learn it as Doraisa. So it's important to note that if you understand that Kriyat Shema is a mitzvah is Doraisa, and if all three partials is Doraisa, you could have learned this man as Doraisa. That because the mitzvah Doraisa of Kriyat Shema includes all three partials, and that third partial has the mitzvah of Tzitzis, and if you view Kriyat Shema of all three parshas as one entity, so it could be that you can only say the entire mitzvah of Kriyat Shema once the entire entity is shayach to say, namely when the zman of tzitzis arrives, and you can fully fulfill this the pasuk uzchartem as kol mitzvos hashem. You can actually see the tzitzis and have it be a reminder for all mitzvahs. So again, just to point out, based on this Gemara alone, I know Tosfos in the spot says, no, really, Kriyat Shema is Dirabanan, right? But if you hold that all three parshas are Daraisa, you could understand that this Zman of Mishiyakir, being the Zman of Tzitzis, that being Koveh Kriyat Shema, you could understand that as being Mita Araisa. First Nekuda. Which other Rishon, we referenced before, which other Rishon cites this Gemara as the reasoning for Mishiyakir? We skipped it before, the Ramban. Again, the Ramban Lashitosa, we'll see, he's going to call it Zeroban. Right, so the Ramban, going back to what Ezra, I had you skip before. Ezra, right after the first day, says that the Zman of Mishiyakir is connected to Zman Kima, he says, right, Va'od, there's another pshat. So I'll come before she. Now, so the second day of the Ramban, right, invokes this Gemara and says, no, right, the reason for the Zman of Mishiyakir is because of the connection to Tzitzis. Why? And again, as we said before, the Ramban clearly says that, right, the Zman of Mishiyakir is the Rabbanon. Why is this Ramban Lashitaso? Why is the Ramban Lashitaso forced into saying that this reference to tzitzis in the third parsha, of course, is only Dirabanan.
Behold, the first.
Exactly. Ramban Lashitas in the Mechamas holds that only the first pasuk is Daraisa. So Ramban Lashitas, Mechamas, right? The same Mechamas, same Ramban, who holds that only the first pasuk is Daraisa, is clearly going to say that a Zman for Kriya Shema based on the third Parsha is clearly only going to be Midrabanan. So let's point out. So the Ramban, who says that this Zman based on Sisis is Drabanan, is very much Ramban Lashitaso, so holding that only the first pasuk is Daraisa. But we were just pointing out. But if you were to hold that all three parshios are Daraisa, so then it's not Mukhrach, but you'd be open to saying that perhaps this could be Zman Daraisa. Yeah, Yaakov.
Why are we saying that the Leman is Dafka because that the third part, that Tzitzis is not in the third partial? Because you say that's a Leman Stam because Tzitzis, and then we say, oh, not because of the third parsha.
But again, because if you see, if you don't think the third parsha isn't Kriya Shema, so then what's the Shaychus?
Because we've seen the continuation of that Gemara that has to say something about Kilayim. Right, other limit.
Okay, so yeah.
Right, the same limit, just not, instead of Kriya Shema, it's Kilayim. So we see that the limit doesn't need a Shaychus Dafka of Kriya Shema.
Wait, which climate? Which price was that?
I think in the continuation there's like another limit, like
okay.
Isn't that you remember from Tetis? It's like Kilayim, like forest maybe.
Okay.
Kilayim.
Yeah, but you don't find that being this meaning. At least when it comes to the Mishnah by Kriya Shema, you see a reference to Tetis.
Yeah, but we see that the limit doesn't need a reference.
Well, again, I don't know if we pass in that with halacha. We don't say any halachic makoros that you're actually using kilayim as the source for your zman kriya shema. Again, just even misvar, does it make sense to use a disconnected issue as your we have a mitzvah of kriya shema, figuring out what it's not. I mean, the limitations of its zman presumably have to be connected to the mitzvah of kriya shema.
Yeah, of course, it makes more sense like when you. Yeah,
so maybe that's for sure not smachta. That's what I'm saying. But if you ever find that the zman of Kriya Shema befohel in halacha is being limited based on another mitzvah, there has to be just misvara. There has to be some type of linkage, misvara. So therefore, if you held, so again, the only way you can justify that on a Doraisa level is if you think that that the parsha of Tzitzis is integrated into the mitzvah Doraisa. So then then I can see once the parsha of Tzitzis is integrated into the mitzvah Doraisa, you can see why a zman related to Tzitzis can then carry over to the zman of Kriya Shema. But if you don't have a connection like that, it would be very, I find it very hard. If this is a drasha ba'alma and a smachta, a nice connection. But once you see it coming down lahalacha, there has to be a connection. Yeah.
Is it all the zmanim of Kriya Shema Adrabanan or just the Mishiyakir?
Just the Mishiyakir.
Oh.
Just the Mishiyakir.
Which one is Daraisa Alais?
It sounds like it, yeah. Sounds like it, yeah. Good. And the last, the last Mefarish that we saw who connects the Zman to the Tzitzis is the Pnei Yoshua, right? One of the Pnei Yoshua is a very interesting Mahalach, we'll get to soon, where he says, the Machokis in the Mishnah, where the Mishayakirs in the Mishnah are connected to Tzitzis, right? They're, right, those Tanoim in the Mishnah clearly think that it's all about the Gemara and Menachos, it's all about the connection to the Zman of Mitzvahs Tzitzis and its connection to Kriya Shema. We'll get to the Hispion and the Bryce in a moment. So again, in terms of the second Malach, it's all based on the Zman of Tzitzis. You have the Gemara Menachos, you have the Ramban in the second Dayak, and you have the Pnei Yoshua in the name of the Tanaim in the Mishnah. That brings us to Mahalach number 3, which is also, presented by the Pnei Yoshua in the name of the Tanaim, not in the Mishnah, but in the Bryce. Anyone have the Pnei Yoshua out? It's very, very, very fascinating, Pnei Yoshua. Right, so Pnei Yoshua is trying to basically explain what's this idea, the Tanaim and the Brisa, it's Mishiyakir between a Ze'ev and a Kelev, between a Chamor and a wild Chamor, Mishiyakir as Chavero, Dalet Amos V'Yikir, like, what is all based on? Anybody? What's yeah?
I think it was based on, like, what's over there, when people are walking, what's the level of
excellent. So says the Pnei Yoshua. And he says it's all Dirabanan. We'll explain it pshat in a moment. It's all Dirabanan. Asmuchu Akrab. Says the Chachamim, right, it's all based on a smachta from the Lashon Ubelech Techav HaDerech. Right, you're saying Kriya Shema when you can go on the Derech. He says, what's the connection between going on the Derech and all these things? Because what did he say? Because you're only going to start traveling on the derech when you can be makir, mishayakir, between different wild animals, and when you can recognize a person to know whether he's abandoned, or he's a bandit, or a robber, or a good guy. Right? So it says Pnei Yeshua, the pshat and the mishayakir in all these deos and the prices all connect to Blech Lech Vaderech. That you're only going to go out to the derech once it's light enough that you can tell the difference between different animals, you can tell the difference, you can recognize different people from a certain safe distance, because that's when you know that it's safe to travel. So again, the third mahalach as the Tnei Yeshua is that these are all dinim in ubalach lechavadera. So while it's clear from the Tnei Yeshua's lashon that he's all dirabanan, but what do you think is the idea? Why do you think that the zman kriya shema would be based on when you can go out to the derech? Based on things we've been learning. What? It all comes back to bookends. How can you not finish the Zman Kriya Shema Sugya without referencing the bookends? Again, exactly. Perfect. It's the bookend, right? Because the idea of Kriya Shema bookending the day is that you want to have your Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis before your daily activities. And again, what better, approximation of the time when you start your daily activities than Blech Lecha Vaderech? When you start traveling, when you start going to work, and you start doing things, so therefore the Pnei Yeshua, although this is Dirabanan, works out very nicely with the bookend idea that you want to say your Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis right before your daily activities start. And when do your daily activities start? When you're about to go to the derech, and it's safe enough to walk on the derech, that you can recognize animals, you can recognize different people. So this third mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua, right, that the tchila zman for Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is when you can start going out, on the derech, I think ties in very nicely that the yisod of Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis is to bookend, right, your daily activities to have your Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis dafka done right when you're able to start doing your daily activities. Yeah. Remember we pointed out when it comes to the Zman Shechiv and Zman Kima, right? There's a very different shear at the beginning than the end. When it comes to Kriya Shel Shacharis, within the bookend perspectives, you have to say your Kriya Shel Shacharis before your daily activities. But on the back end, right, the latter bookend, is as long as you end up saying your Kriya Shema Shel Arvis after your day is over, you're fine.
Right, meaning you say that that's earliest at Seis. So correct. You should be able to say earlier if your day ends at Lech Vadera, when you can't go outside anymore, then earlier is like Chomer
Arvis. Oh, you're saying, meaning, But again, it's the same idea. I mean, we know from the contrast between Zman Shechiv and Zman Kima that we're much more flexible when it comes to nighttime Kriya Shema.
You're saying why
wait till Seis, you're saying?
Yeah, meaning if your day ends when it's no longer Lech Vadera.
So. Again, you still want Zman Shechiva. Meaning, this is, right, you're saying make it earlier Lekula. Pnei Yeshua is saying they made it later Lechumra. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Meaning you need Zman Shechiv, Zman Kima. This word of the Pnei Yeshua is that, even though it sounds like, you didn't say it, it doesn't spell this out. It sounds like, Mido Rai says Zman Kima is already at a los. Oh, why did push it off to later? Because to highlight that Kriya Shema is dafka about bookending, your day, and therefore they wanted to highlight it that way. But to make it Lekula, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, that's a different story altogether. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know for sure, but that seems to be the pashas of the
Sugya. Shivtecha
beveisecha. Okay, how does that work? Shivtecha beveisecha. The opposite of Olach Lecha Vaderech, Shivtecha beveisecha. That's not Peshach Bechav Kamecha.
You could say, it's too conscious.
Oh, you're saying that the night is related to Shivtecha Beveisecha?
Yeah, that's when you're home.
Uh-huh. Well, that's creative. And that's Tafka starting at Seis. Could be. I never seen anyone say that, but that's interesting. So you say you'd have the parallel of Lechtecha Vaderech is the Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis, Shivtecha Beveisecha would be the parallel by Arvis. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, Adkan is Zman Kriya Shema Sugya in its entirety. Now let's at least start the next Sugya of Somech Gula Tzvila. We only have half the shiur left, so let's pick up the pace a little bit. So Somech Gula Tzvila is a very, very important Sugya. connected in a lot of different things, and actually it's a lot of material to cover. So what is the earliest source of the din of Someh Kulu Tefillah? What? Okay, I'll get it, but where it's explicitly referenced. In the Brisa, right? In the Tanaim, which Gemara quotes a Brisa which talks about Someh Kulu Tefillah? Daf Dalet. Daf Tes. Let's look at Daf Tes, right? Daf Dalet, it's in the realm of Amoraim. Right? Daf Tes is where you find it in the realm of the Tanaim. Right? In the Tanin Amihachi, right? So again, this is in the context of the Vasikin, which is, you know, just trace, you know, chronologically where Someh Kulu Tefillah is brought up, and, you know, at each stage, you know, what it adds to the din. So, you have the Amr of Yochanan. Alicia, do you have it? And Daf Tes, Amid Beis. Right, the Amr of Yochanan Vasikin. Right, they would say Kriyat Shema, right, basically right before Netzach Hama. Oh, right, so this is the first time we see this, right, in the reference to the Vasikin, the Vasikin would say Kriyat Shema right before Netz, because when do they want to daven? They want to daven at Nates, that's the idea of Vasikin, right? And so another question is, why are those two things connected? Why is their wish to daven at Nates result in the need to daven Kriyat Shema right before Nates? That comes back to the din of Someh Geula Letzvila. So the first context where we see this notion of Someh Geula Letzvila is in this Brisa in relation to the Vasikin. But again, based on this Brisa alone, do you know that this is a Chiyab Gamor? Not necessarily, because the Vasikin Mi'ikar Adin? No, Vasikin were, you know, L'chatchila Jews, right? So since the Vasikin were clearly on the realm of L'chatchila, based on this Brisa alone, from this Brisa alone, you don't know for sure that this is a Chiyav Mi'ikar Adin, because we only know it from the Vasikin, and the Vasikin already in the realm of L'chatchila. The other reference to Someh Kulu Tefillah later on in this Gemara, is this right, Rav Bruna? What do they say about Rav Bruna? That he would have a smile on his face when he what? When he did, you know, Someh Geula Letzvilah. So again, the impression there too, you know, and again, already Tosus is asking about that. It sounds like this is an Inyan L'chatchila, right? Obviously, you're not, you know, smiling. It sounds like it's extraordinary. So just based on this Gemara alone, the impression you get is that that Someh Geula Letzvilah is part of an Inyan L'chatchila, connected to the Vasikin, but you don't know more than that. But then it takes you back to the main sugya. Where's the main sugya in Someh Geula Letzvilah? Dalam Beis, where it makes it very clear that we're talking about a Chiyav Me'ikar Adin, and not just an Inyan L'chatchila. Right? David, yeah, at least the beginning of Lashon, Amar? Right. So again, even though we'll get back to the lashon of Ezu ben Olam Haba, but basically it's right. It's clear from the sugya that this, according to Rav Yochanan, there's a chiyuv of Someh Geula Letzvilah at Mariv. Rav Shimon Bar Levi is going to argue about Mariv, but all Rav Yochanan point out, right? Everyone agrees. Right, when Rav Yochanan says it's by Mariv, it's the Chiddush, Rav Yochanan points out, right? Even by Mariv, says Rav Yochanan, you use Someh Geula Tefillah, but everyone's going to agree that Someh Geula Tefillah is a Chiyuv at Shacharis. So again, from this Gemara, right, you start seeing that this Inyan of Someh Geula Tefillah is not just an Inyan L'chatchila, it's an Inyan Me'ikar Hadin. But based on this, at least the beginning of the Gemara, it only tells you that Someh Geula Tefillah impacts the Seder of what vis-a-vis what, Eliyahu? Someh Geula Tefillah impacts Shema vis-a-vis Shemoneh Esrei. But what don't you know from that Gemara alone? So you know the order. You have to say Kriyat Shema and then Mariv. And then the Amida. You don't necessarily know that they have to come right next to each other and that there's an Inyan of Hefsek. Right, just based on the machlokes between Rav Yochanan and Rav Shua ben Levi, all you know is the Seder HaDvarim, that Someh Geula Tefillah tells you that you need to have Kriyat Shema before the Amida. You don't know necessarily, just based on Rav Yochanan and Rav Shua ben Levi, that there's also an Inyan of Hefsek. It does come out from the later Shachar v'Taryach, but not in the beginning. And what other Gemara makes it clear that not only does Someh Kula Tevila tell you about the Seder of Kriyat Shema and then Amida, but there can't even be a Hefsik that has to be right next to each other. Where is that Gemara? Exactly, Membeis. Right, Aaron, do you have the line on Membeis? Or what's the Lashon? It's like a quick... Exactly. Right, the Lashon on Membeis Amid Aleph is the list of Rishalosh Tekifos Hain. And one of them is Tekef Legu'ula Tzvila. So that is Mechadesh to us, that not only, right, does their order have to be Kriyat Shema and then the Amida, but they have to be in close proximity to one another to the extent that you can't be mafsik each other. So just tracing, right, the evolution, right, of this din of Someh Kula Tevila from Testament Beis, the earliest source, you only know it's an Inyan L'Chatzchila. Dalam and Beis is Mechadesh, that it's a Chiyav Mi'ikra Din, but it only tells you about the Seder. And then Membeis tells you that not only is it a Seder, but it also you can't even have a Hefsek between them. And that also comes out of the end of the Shachar v'Taryach on Dalet Membeis also. Yeah.
Where do we get the Chiyav from Dalet Membeis?
Just from the Lashon of the... When the Braisa, right, it's coming off of, right, Korei Kriyat Shema U'Mispalel, it sounds like that's a Chiyav, right? And then there it says, oh, what's the basis of that order of you have to be Korei Kriyat Shema U'Mispalel? Oh, that's the din of Someh Kula Tevila. Right? So again, you see on Dalet Membeis, it's not just limited to the Vasikin, it's an actual, no, there's a Chiyav, Kriyat Shema, and then Tevila. Yeah?
It's only showing that you are Ben Olam Haba, so it's seemingly only in the
Tevila. Yes, yeah. So again, the key is, as I answered before, it's the Braisa. The Braisa that they were coming off of, right, the Amar Mar, the Braisa's quote on the top of Dalet Membeis is Korei Kriyat Shema U'Mispalel. Sounds like that's a chiyav mi'ikra. You have to say Kriyat Shema, and then you daven, and then we connect it to Rabbi Yochanan's Ben Olam Haba. So again, right, it comes out from the Braisa that the Gemara is coming on, they're working off of, that it is not just a Ben Olam Haba, you know, lechatzchila, but it's a mi'ikra din, and the Rabbeinu Yonah is going to explain, right, why do we even talk about, why do we connect Someh Kula Tevila to Ben Olam Haba? What's the connection? But yeah, all right.
How
do
you know that it's a theory? The Bryce also says the Okal Pito Mubarak.
What?
The Bryce also says the Okal Pito Mubarak, which is not a theory. Maybe it just says.
No, that's the order.
Right, because it would list it in the preferable manner. It
wouldn't. Yeah, but again, that Bryce is talking about the order, the Seder HaDvar, when you come home from work, these are Chiyuvim. Right? And in that list, yeah, the Okal Pito, not the Zachiyuv. To eat, but there's it would be an iser to eat before you daven. That's right. That's not realm of the chatzchila. That's even, you know, these are mi'ikar din. So now we know from these sources that there is this inyan of Someh Kula Tevila. Now let's take a step back and really understand the nature of this din of Someh Kula Tevila. And again, just Derech Limud wise, whenever you have right this need to right juxtapose right two different inyanim. Geula, we'll call it, and Tzvila, the basic question is going to be, right, which one is the juxtaposition for, right? When there's a chiyuv to be somech, Geula the Tzvila, the easy way to say it, is that a din in the Geula, or is that a din in the Tzvila? So we're going to develop two mahalchim right now. So again, is Someh Kula Tevila a din in the Geula, or is it din in the Tevila? So mahalach number one is that it's a din in the Geula. What does that mean? That means is that the Geula is enhanced when you follow up the Geula directly with the Tevila. That a standalone Geula is not as powerful as a Geula which leads you directly to the Tevila. So the first mahalach, as we'll see, again, which Rishon, in two different versions of this, but which Rishon really highlights this Yisod? Exactly, Rabbeinu Yonah. Beautiful, beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's look at the Rabbeinu Yonah. This is on Beis and Beis. Rabbeinu Yonah, in two different versions of this, is going to, right, really adopt this first mahalach, that Someh Kula Tevila is really a din in the Geula, as if to say that the Geula is transformed when you don't just say Geula and stop, but you follow up the Geula, and the Geula leads you to Tzvila. And the Rabbeinu Yonah is going to explain this Yisod in two different ways. Again, your Masel Ezu Ben Olam Haba. Gabriel, do you have it? I'll start you to take over. So he starts off with the question. So again, bothered by the Lashon, why is Rav Yochanan associating, we would add, it's an Ikar HaDin, it's not just an Inyan L'chatchila, it's an Ikar HaDin. So why is he specifically associating this Chiyuv with being a Ben Olam Haba? Right, he wasn't just stam being goelos. He was goel. He's being goelos on condition that we now become his avadim. Fine. So we first mentioned Agal Yisrael, the chesed, but then. Right, that's the key missing piece. So why does tefillah connect to Avodah Hashem? Once you understand that tefillah is Avodah, so now tefillah is a paradigmatic Avodah. So when you follow up your reference to Ga'al Yisrael with tefillah, that's showing that I understand that the fact that Hashem redeemed us right now is, you know, basically is mechayiv us to do Avodah, to be his Avodah. Right, so again, it's clearly a din negula. Right, we don't want you just to reference Yitzias Mitzrayim and stop. We want you to reference Yitzias Mitzrayim and then follow it up with this avoda to show that you understand that that Yitzias Mitzrayim, that geula, right, requires us to now be ovdei Hashem. Right, and then he goes back to his original question. Right, again, according to this Mahalak, right, Somech Gula Tzvila is very foundational. It's so foundational. It's about being makir that we're Ovdei Hashem. So right, what better ticket to Olam Haba than having this recognition that we need to live our lives as Ovdei Hashem. So the first version of Rabbi Yonah, again, it's clearly a din in the Gula. And again, in what way does the following up the gula but feel enhance the gula? Enhance the gula according to this first day of by recognizing that we don't just reference Yitzias Mitzrayim as a standalone, but we understand that that reference to Yitzias Mitzrayim, right, results in the consequence of us being Ovdei Hashem, and tefillah being avoda is a right a symbol of us understanding our need to be Ovdei Hashem. Yeah, Felicia.
What does this accomplish that we didn't already say in the three parshas of Kriyat Shema, assuming all three are derived?
That's a good question. Number one, for Rabbeinu Yonah, it could be either the first parsha is Daraisa or only the two are Daraisa. You're basically asking if you think that Kabbalah's old mitzvos integrates into the mitzvah Daraisa, so then why? That's you're saying it's already Nichlal in, yeah. So again, he's quoting Moria Rav, but again, If these deos align with the deos in Rabbeinu Yonah, that the second parsha is not Daraisa, so then you have a simple answer.
But it's exclusive to from one or the other.
What?
But it's exclusive then, meaning either Kriyat Shema is Daraisa or this.
Not Kriyat Shema is Daraisa, meaning Shtei Parsha.
Right.
I have to think about it. It sounds like, yeah.
Tefillah is different in that tefillah actually is avodah. Kriyat Shema was just saying.
That's another way of saying it. Interesting. You hear that? That's a better answer. That what Ari's answering is that, meaning, even if all three partials are Daraisa, so that means the notion of being Mekabel, or declaring your Kabbalah's old mitzvos, is Daraisa. But the benefit of this version of Somech Gula Tefila is that you actually do the Avodah. But according to this, Tefila is a form of Avodah, and you're actually putting into practice, right, your Kabbalah's old mitzvos. No. The Iker is showing that your Geula is going to lead to Avoda, but you actually need to do some Avoda right away to really show that. Your question is assuming Mali Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos, Mali Tzfila Pitur Avoda. So Ari's answer, I think, is very, very nice, is that Kabbalah Sol Mitzvos is still a declaration. It's just a Zibur, right? But this is actually putting that into actualization.
Also, all the Gemara is talking about reading Krishna specifically to lead you to your tefillah. It's not
about saying the last bracha. Nobody says that you can say the last bracha and not read Kriyat Shema between the two or three.
Sorry, one more time?
None of the Gemara say you can just say the bracha of Gali Yisrael and leave it to your tefillah. You can talk about the Gula and then leave it to your tefillah.
Okay, so, yeah, we'll, okay, hold off on that. We're going to get back to what exactly is the Koveya for Gula. Is it the bracha? Is it the Kriyat Shema itself? We'll get back to that. You're hitting a very important issue, but you're saying that's actually subject to Machlokes Rishonim. That's an excellent point. Good. And again, it's beautiful when you think about it. In the footnotes and then the Marmakovas, if you look at the Nusach of the Birchos Kriyat Shema, right? Yisrael David, right? Where is there a line which really fits into this so very nicely? That in the Birchos Kriyat Shema itself, we're focusing not only on the Geula, but on the need to follow that up with Avoda.
That's the line of Ashmish.
Exactly, right? Right after saying, Ezra Safasena Atome Olam, Magen Moshia, Lithneam Acharem, Bechol Dorot, after saying that you're Goalas, we follow that up two sentences later with, Ashrei ish, sheyishma lemitzvosecha. Right, praiseworthy is the person who follows the mitzvos. V'sarascha u'dzvarcha yasim al libo, and you put the Torah and sounds like all your mitzvos on your heart. And at first glance, like, what's the shaychus of doing mitzvos to this bracha of geula? But according to this first day in the Rabbi Yonah, it fits very beautifully. That's the yisod, right? Or at least the yisod of Someach Geula Tefillah, or the real yisod of Geula, is not just to have a standalone Geula, but to have a Geula which is going to then lead into the Avoda. So again, that's highlighted by Someach Geula Tefillah, by following up your Geula with Tefillah, which is Avoda. And again, in the Nusach HaTefillah, beautifully, we also reference this need to do the mitzvos, again highlighting this idea that full geula is not just geula which recognizes Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the recognition that the important consequence of that geula is that we need to follow it up with our avoda and shmiras haTorah mitzvos. Fine. So that is the first day of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Again, clearly thinking that Someach Geula Tefillah is a din in the geula. But as we said, the second day of in the Rabbeinu Yonah also seems to think that it's a din in the geula, albeit with a slightly different twist. Gabriel? So again, according to this, it's not that tefillah is not working as a right as an expression of avoda. Tefillah is rather an expression of what? Of emuna, according to this mahalach. And how does he say it? Continue on. And why is tefillah sent into emuna? Because why would you pray to someone? Why would you daven to someone if you don't believe that they're going to answer you? So according to the second day of the Rabbeinu Yonah, tefillah is a simin to emuna, is an expression of emuna, and therefore Someach Geula Tefillah is about following up the geula with an expression of emuna. And then now he's going to explain why how this idea of emuna is really connected to geula. Oh, right. The important idea in the Medrash is that a consequence of Klal Yisrael seeing all these miracles is that they now had full emuna in Hashem. Oh, right. And again, this connection between seeing the Nisim and the Vayaminu Bashem is clearly in that clearly explicated by that pasuk. And now he explains. All right, again, he keeps on saying the idea is you don't want to just have a geula, you want to follow up that geula with an expression that remembering, that commemoration of all the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not just going to be a historical, remembrance. That historical remembrance, that historical commemoration is leading to your concrete emuna. And now he's going to utilize this yisod to now go back to the Ben Olam Hava idea. Right, again, referencing that original kasha. Remember the original kasha, right? Why does Rav Yochanan formulate this din of Someach Geula Tefillah as being Ben Olam Hava? He says, because once you understand that Someach Geula Tefillah is about this fundamental emuna b'Hashem, we can understand why someone who does that, and therefore it expresses his complete emunah b'Hashem is a ben olam haba. So again, both deos of Rabbeinu Yonah both connect Somech Lulu Tzvila, number one, in the sense that they're both being a dinan in Geula, that you're following up with the Geula either with Avoda, or you're following up Geula with Emuna, and both, since Avoda and Emuna are both fundamental, right, core aspects of Avoda Hashem, Rabbeinu Yonah utilizes both of them to explain why someone who is Somech Lulu Tzvila and fully internalizes what this halacha is all about is obviously going to be Ben Olam Haba, because if you live your life with Emuna, you live your life as an Ovid Hashem, you're clearly going to be a Ben Olam Haba. And again, like we said in the first day of the Rabbeinu Yonah, that there are expressions of the Yisod in the Nusach HaTzvila. Similarly, when it comes to the second day, right, where do you find in the Nusach HaTzvila or an expression of this idea of Emuna? Anybody pick up on this? Anybody? Right, where it says, different, multiple cases, but Shira Chadasha Shimchu Geul Shimcha Asfas Hayam, right? Right? At, right, you know, following Kriyas Yamsuf, they say in the song, Yachal Kulam Hodu V'Yamluchu V'Yamru, they all said together, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Ben. Again, which sounds like this declaration, this expression of Hashem is our God, again, seems to be this expression of Emunah. So I think, right, the Chacham and Chazal, Anshei Knesset Gedola, again, purposely integrated within the Nusach of Gal Yisrael, again, both this idea of Avoda, Shmiras HaMitzvos, and this expression of Hashem Yimloch Olam Ed, this expression of Emunah, again, perhaps to highlight these Yisodas of Rabbeinu Yonah, this idea, now that's what Somech Geula Tzvila is all about. It's about, right, integrating within Geula, right, how Geula leads both to Avoda and to Emunah b'Hashem. Yeah, all right. What? Okay, good. Which line? Okay, very nice. Also, very nice. Okay, good. So Adkan, we've had, right, the two deos in Rabbeinu Yonah are both clear, clearly adopting this first mahalach, that it's a din in Geula. Oh, falling a little behind here. What was the third raya that Somech Geula Tzvila is clearly a din in the Geula? Exactly. Kilos Yaakov is medayik this in Rashi on Laman Amun Aleph. So again, we're a little behind schedule here, but again, the Gemara on Laman Amun Aleph. Skip all the background. Ariel, do you have at least the line about Rav Ashi? So again, Rav Ashi, again, these are the special Shabbases with their extra long shiurim, right? And that Shabbos, it says Rav Ashi, so Matzli. Say Rav Ashi.
I'm taking
it
to the Rashi.
Yeah, just the first of the Gemara. So Rav Ashi Matzli Bahad Tzibur. Right? He didn't daven early. He davened the long side of the Tzibur. B'yachad B'yushav. But what he would do was, is that, as Rashi is going to explain, right, he fed the Meturgamon a lot of content. And while the Meturgamon was darshaning, he would daven, right, he would say Kriyat Shema, and then he would daven M'yushav. And then he would daven again Mu'umad when he got home. And if you look, let's look at Rashi now. And Rashi, do you want to call Rav Ashi? Very important, right? So again, says Rashi that Rav Ashi, would accomplish Somech Geula Tzvila in this case when he would recite Kriyat Shema, and then when he would be mispalel, even though it was miyushav, even though he was sitting. And the key is the rush, right? On the spot points out that again he davened twice. He davened miyushav, and then he davened a mu'umad. Which one, according to the rush, was he yotzei the chi of tefila with? Only the later one with Mu'umad. If you put the two together, that means that he was Yotze Somech Geula Letzvila with a Tzvila Miyushev, which he was not Yotze with. So it says, spells out the stipler, if Somech Geula Letzvila was a din in Tzvila, so then of course it's only Shayach for the Tzvila that you actually be Mekayim the Mitzvah Tzvila with. The fact that, right, Rav Ashi, we'd be Mekayim Somech Geula Letzvila, with a Tzvila that you're not Yotzei Tzvila with, that shows it's clearly a din in Geula, and then you can make sense. Once it's din of geula, you need to follow up your geula with tefillah, as either take rabbin, either as an expression of emunah or as an expression of avodah. But what's the point? Once omer geula tefillah is really a din in the geula, and then the connection to tefillah is just to reflect something in the geula, so you can accomplish that with a tefillah that you're not yotzei the mitzvah with. Because at the end of the day, whether you're yotzei, right, with this particular amida, at the end of the day, it's an expression of emunah, it's an expression of avodah. So, right, develops the stipler that this Rashi and the Rush are a great raya. They must be holding that somach gula tefillah is a din in the gula, and therefore you can be yotzei with a tefillah that you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah with. So Alkan, the mahalach, that somach gula tefillah is a din in the gula. Now let's quickly see the other side of the ledger, which is that somach gula tefillah is a din in the tefillah. What does that mean? That means that really the focus is on the tefillah, and that somach gula tefillah is about using the gula as a hakdama, as an introduction to your tefillah, so that when you get to your tefillah, you're in the right frame of mind. So according to the second mahalach, really somach gula tefillah is all about the tefillah. The idea is that we introduce our tefillah with gula, because gula is going to get us in the right frame of mind. So what's the earliest source for this idea? What's the earliest source for this idea that somach gula tefillah is really a din in the tefillah?
Rashi
quoting the Yerushalmi. Exactly. So really quickly, this is the Yerushalmi on Dalet on Beis in Rashi. Because Yerushalmi in Aleph in Brachos, which is easier to see. That. Right, you want to see? Halfway in Rashi, Dir Masel Zeh HaSomech. Halfway through, it says V'Armina B'Brachos Yerushalmi. Anyone see that? Shai, do you see it? No? Eliyahu, you see it? V'Armina B'Brachos Yerushalmi. Ask the Yerushalmi, someone who does not accomplish smichas gula tefillah, what does that compare to? Says Yerushalmi, le'ovo shemelech, a friend of the king, sheba v'dafak al pischo shemelech, you go and knock on the melech's door, yatsa melech umatzo shehiflik, boom, the melech opens up the door, and he finds that the person who is knocking is far away. So too, when you just go right in and daven, right, you're considered to be far away from Hashem. And says, and the Rashi is going to continue this. Ella. So what's the point of somach gula tefillah? Ella, yeah, of the mekarev laKadosh Baruch Hu elav umartzeu b'tishpachos uklusim shel yitzias Mitzrayim u'miskarev elav. So rather, you're matim, right? You introduce your tefillah with geula, and through geula, you're being mishabeach Hashem for all the things He did for us. And once you're in the state of Kirvas Hashem, through the Geula, Yeshlo Letzvoat Tzrachav, that's the perfect opportunity to now to daven and to ask for all your needs, for all your Tzrachav. So this is a completely different way of looking at Somach Gula Tefillah. It's not like Rabbeinu Yonah and that Rashi and the Rush. It's not about, right, the Geula being enhanced by following it up with the Tefillah, but it's rather that the Tefillah is enhanced when it's introduced by the Geula. And Rashi and Yerushalmi are saying is that when you have the introduction of Geula, right, just being referencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nisim and what He did for us through the Geula brings us in a state of mind where we feel close to Hashem. We feel like the Hashem is the one who's going to answer all our needs. Once He answered our needs in Mitzrayim, He'll answer all our needs now. And therefore, when you enter into the tefillah, you have that right frame of mind where you have that kirvas Hashem, and therefore, really, the connection of somach gula tefillah is really a din in tefillah. So we'll continue with this tomorrow as we go through all the details.